This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The globalist great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, Paul Joseph Watson's taken over. Some upset that London Bridge terrorist who had just stabbed numerous people was killed by police. That's coming up. Also, Greta Thunberg now worshipped as a god in European schools. The children are then mounted to computers and told to battle online, promoting her as part of going to school. Giant murals of her are being painted everywhere. That's coming up. Next segment, talk about creepiness. E. Michael Jones, the left is also using weaponized Islam incompatible with the West, but as you said, it's the Islamicists saying no to the pedophile trainings. That seems to be going cattywampus or derailing some of the left's operations. The left is not invincible. They're carrying out, from my experience, their satanic compulsions. They try to codify that into a political plan. But as you said, all they ever do is summon their own destruction, though that summon destruction normally wrecks civilization as well. So I can see what you're saying, that the wrath of God, like giant thunderheads rolling in a typhoon towards the shore, isn't long from colliding into civilization.
Look, it's good news. It's not bad news. It's good news, because God is in charge of human history. And he constantly brings good out of evil. And so one of the best examples is this whole flooding of Europe with these Islamic immigrants whose background is just not compatible with the dominant culture in these European countries. So they come to a place like London, they take over the neighborhood, and then suddenly the schools try to teach sex ed, and suddenly the Muslims react, and they don't like it. And now there's a protest, so it backfired on them. This is the way God works in human history. He takes evil and he turns it into good, just the way he did in Joseph's life in the Bible.
You're absolutely right. You know, the Lord works in mysterious ways, and now that I've had time to see how God works, it's going to be get your popcorn out, folks, because the next few years, gut level, we got a few minutes left. What do you expect next? What do you think about the election? What do you think about Trump not acting on censorship?
I was in South Bend, Indiana, when Donald Trump arrived. It was the biggest assembly, biggest group of people ever in the history of South Bend. And they all were there, and they all had one thing in common. They all recognized that there were two parties that supported the oligarchs and no party that supported the people of Indiana. And that's why they voted for Donald Trump. The biggest cheer of the night came when Donald Trump talked about Carrier air conditioning sending its plant to Mexico. These are the people that put Donald Trump in office. And the minute he got into office, the deep state has been trying to remove him. And so what we have here is one more attempt now, the impeachment, where the oligarchs want to overturn the verdict of the people. I mean, Trump has made lots of mistakes, but that doesn't change the fact that that's what's going on right now. Time after time, we had it in Indiana before with the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, when the people, the representatives of Indiana, passed a law that said you cannot coerce people to bake cakes for gay weddings. As soon as the governor signed it, the ink wasn't even dry, and then the oligarchs descended on Indianapolis and said, you've got to change your law. The CEO of Salesforce, Eli Lilly, all the big oligarchs came in and overturned representative government. This is what.
And notice the left wants to make us all, the left wants all its rights, but we never have any rights. These people want total control and total power. They're going to lose. Please come back again soon to get more into the decline of civilization and what you think's coming in the future. E. Michael Jones, culturewars.com. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, folks. Well, that was a very informative interview. Paul Joseph Watson is coming up. Recommend Moros you'd like us to have on at showtips at InfoWars.com. And again, Paul Watson's taking over. I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., bare minimum with the Sunday show. But wild horses can't drag me away, so look for special reports at band.video and live feeds at band.video. Whatever you do, share that link. The Globalist can't stand it. Once we archive this interview you just heard, please share that. Paul Watson's coming up. Please tell folks he's coming up. InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste, and it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com. That's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
Well, today we had an austere religious scholar committing an act of peace in London. Now it appears as if there's been another stabbing in The Hague, in the Netherlands. Headline, multiple people stabbed on shopping street in The Hague. As out of BNO News, multiple people have been injured in a stabbing incident on a shopping street in The Hague. Dutch officials say a major incident has been declared, but details are still limited. The incident began at 7:45 p.m. on Friday when police and other emergency services were called for a stabbing incident at or near Hudson's Bay in the city centre. Multiple ambulances responded to the scene. They're saying there's at least three injured people there in The Hague, so we'll continue to look at that. The latest on the London incident, with the attacker having not been named, of course, this occurred earlier this afternoon. There were reports of a stabbing in premises nearby London Bridge. The police rushed to the scene. It appeared as if the attacker had fled to London Bridge itself. There he was tackled by a group of brave passers-by. And then when the firearms police arrived, he was double-tapped in the head and shot dead. People are very upset about that on the left, which we'll get to in a moment. But the latest out of BBC News is London Bridge, two killed in stabbing attack. Two members of the public have died after a stabbing attack at London Bridge, in which police also shot dead the suspect. I saw a picture of one of the victims hours ago, and she didn't look in a great state, so I presume that she was one of those victims who has unfortunately died. Met Police has declared the attack a terrorist incident. The suspect who died at the scene was believed to have been wearing a hoax explosive device. Videos on social media appear to show passers-by holding down a man. An officer arrives, seems to indicate the group to move and fires a shot. You've probably seen that video by now. It's all over Twitter and there. You're seeing it on screen right now. So the terrorist shot dead, but only unfortunately after he appears to have killed two members of the public. Again, it probably would have been a bigger attack if those members of the public, the ones who were passing by, had not tackled him. The whole way in which the terrorist was neutralized has upset a lot of people. They're not happy that this bloodthirsty terrorist who'd been running around screaming, stabbing people while wearing a fake explosives vest, which of course the police did not know that it was fake at the time, just as they were wearing fake explosive vests in the previous London Bridge attack back in 2017, where dozens of people were injured, and I think it was 11 people eventually who died. And we're going to get into the Lion of London Bridge, who, of course, was later put on a right-wing extremist terrorist watch list after he tackled one of the terrorists. Remains to be seen if that's going to happen again. Headline up on Summit.News. Some upset that London Bridge terrorist who had just stabbed numerous people was killed by police. And these are real comments. I screenshotted a couple of them, knowing that they'd been deleted. In fact, one's been deleted that I embedded, since I embedded it in this article, because that's what they always do. Some people are upset that the London Bridge terrorists, and that's, by the way, I tweeted about this earlier because I saw the comments before I wrote this article, and then people responded like, oh, you've seen these comments of people claiming the terrorists should have been arrested. Where are they? Well, if you respond to them on Twitter, then they immediately delete the tweets and lock down their accounts. And I did post screenshots later on, which are in this article. Some people are upset. London Bridge terrorist who was wearing a fake explosives vest and had stabbed multiple victims was shot dead by police, arguing that he should have been arrested because he was really complaining, wasn't he, with literally like five people on top of him, still struggling, wearing a bomb vest. Police didn't know it was fake at the time. The attacker was apprehended by brave citizens who disarmed him of his weapon before police moved in to gun down the assailant. In fact, the image of one of those individuals with the knife, a really massive knife, disarmed from the victim, taking it away from the scene, has gone viral on Twitter. He's, for the moment, being hailed as a hero, but given the track record, maybe he'll be put on a terrorist watch list if he's not careful. But the fact that the assailant was gunned down disturbed numerous leftists on Twitter who were upset that the terrorist was killed. One said, by the name of Hassan Nawaz, wonder what religion he practices, how can they shoot one man publicly? They could have arrested or used rubber bullets. He labelled it madness. Yes, it was complete madness that this screaming maniac who had just knifed numerous people and killed two while wearing what police thought was a bomb vest was killed. That's madness. Another said, was there any need for the police to kill the man? This was Laura Whitehawk, who added, they could have easily arrested him, but murdered him instead. State murder doesn't sit well with me, says Laura Whitehawk with the LGBT rainbow flag on her profile. Meanwhile, a Twitter user called Skid Row Radio, who has an image of Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn in his profile, said this. Everyone already knows the shooting was clearly reckless and unnecessary. He could easily have been arrested. While he also suggested that the incident was suspicious because it helped Conservative Party leader Boris Johnson. Well, it doesn't really help Johnson because every time this kind of thing happens, Labour just comes out and said, well, the Tories didn't allocate enough money for police, so this is why these attacks are happening. That's not really going to wash, given the rapid response of the police in this example. But again, another individual on Twitter lamenting the fact that the terrorist is dead, somebody with Jeremy Corbyn in his profile, another Twitter user, who has now deleted his tweet after I embedded it in this article, said the police could have easily arrested him, not shoot him in the nuts. Again, a fan of Jeremy Corbyn, which is interesting because Jeremy Corbyn got some heat last month, or in fact it was earlier this month, when the leader of the terror group ISIS was killed by US Special Forces. Jeremy Corbyn, the Labour leader, came out and said that it was wrong to have killed him and that detaining him would have been, quote, the right thing to do. So you've got the leader of ISIS hold up, again, putting at risk the lives of the US Special Forces. This is a guy who I presume is not going to go quietly. Jeremy Corbyn, the Labour leader, who on numerous occasions shared a platform with actual ISIS supporters back in 2014, the guy who has shown sympathy for terrorists across the globe, he was upset that Baghdadi was killed, and now it appears that many of his supporters on Twitter are upset that this terrorist was killed in London today. By the way, the brave citizens who tackled the terrorists ignored the advice of police, who after the previous London Bridge attack near Borough Market, and in fact in and around Borough Market, again way more deadly back in 2017, they warned the public after that attack, in the event of a weapons or firearms attack, so I presume that means guns or knives, they told the public to, quote, run, hide, and tell. The brave citizens on London Bridge did not follow that advice, and that's why the terrorist was killed very quickly. Again, I presume many of the supporters of Jeremy Corbyn were not happy that people didn't run, hide, and tell. And the unfortunate reality of this is that London is extremely prepared for people being stabbed because we've had a knife crime epidemic for the last 3 years, which continues to soar. In fact, I had this article up on Summit News about 10 days ago, 320 bleed control kits to be given to bars in London. These were handed out to bars in the city of London, which is like a square mile within the city of London itself, because knife crime in the city of London jumped by 43% in the last year. During the same time period, England saw a record high of 43,000 knife crimes across the country. We are very much used to this. Funny thing about it is, don't tend to see 320 bleed control kits being handed out to bars in cities like Warsaw, Poland, or cities like Budapest, Hungary. Don't recall seeing many diversity barriers or diversity bollards on the streets, on the bridges of Warsaw. Very interesting to compare and contrast the two, isn't it? Something missing. Warsaw's missing something. Can't quite put my finger on it. We're going to get back into this and more after the break. See what's going on with that knife attack in The Hague, Netherlands. This is the Alex Jones Show live. Breaking news, Infowars.com. Don't go away.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You're listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
So we had what looks like an austere religious scholar committing an act of peace on London Bridge. He was tackled by brave citizens who disarmed him of his, what they're calling a zombie knife. And pictures of the primary individual who did so are going viral on Twitter. Should we fear for his future reputation given what happened after the previous London Bridge attack back in 2017? And we're talking about an article which was up on Summit.News back in July entitled "Man Who Bravely Fought Off Islamic Terrorists is Put on Terror Watch List by UK Government." This was the Lion of London Bridge, a 49-year-old man called Roy Lana, who bravely fought off Islamic terrorists back in 2017 and was later put on an anti-radicalisation terror watch list by the UK government over fears he could become a right-wing extremist. And I spoke about this earlier on the show with Alex. There are actually videos from the 2017 London Bridge attack, Borough Market attack, where people are hiding at the back of a restaurant or a bar while the attack is taking place, while people are being stabbed to death. And one individual shouts out, I can't remember the exact words, but it's something to the effect of effing Muslims. And the guy nearby reprimands him for being politically incorrect by suggesting that it was an Islamic terror attack when it was obviously an Islamic terror attack. That is the level of absolute clown world insanity that we're dealing with when, during the very process of a terror attack, when people are being knifed to death by Islamic terrorists, somebody who dares suggest that it might be an Islamic terrorist attack that's taking place is reprimanded for being politically incorrect. Roy Lana wasn't being politically incorrect when he screamed, F you, I'm Millwall. The Americans, Millwall is a soccer team, or a football team, as it's rightly called, in East London, which has a reputation for having fans who, let's just say, don't back down when it comes to scrapping or fighting. So he was caught up in this terror attack as he defended himself against jihadists who killed 8 and injured 38 others during the attack. He ended up with 80 stitches to the head, ear, arms and hands after 2 of the terrorists slashed at his head and neck. Following the attack, Lana revealed that the terrorists had shouted, quote, this is for Allah and Islam, 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 during the rampage. Hashtag nothing to do with Islam. Now Lana himself is being treated as a potential terrorist by the UK government. He was allegedly contacted by far-right anti-Islam activists and as a result put on the government's Prevent Terror Watch List over fears he might become an extremist. He later said to newspapers, they treat me like a terrorist, but I'm not political at all. He was then forced to attend de-radicalization classes, re-education, and is being monitored by the police. So I hope the same thing doesn't happen to some of the brave individuals who tackled that terrorist in London today. Of course, before the break, I was mentioning how we're so used to knife crime that if only 2 people die as a result of this knife attack, horrific though that is, in London over this weekend, that will probably be, in comparison, a low total. We had this article from back in May. Somali parents sending their kids back to Africa to escape London knife crime epidemic. Hundreds of Somali teenagers are being sent back to East Africa by their parents in order to avoid becoming victims of London's spiraling knife crime epidemic. One mother told the BBC how her son was stabbed 4 times in just 17 days in London. She said they damaged his bladder, his kidneys, his liver. He's got permanent damage. He was safer in Somaliland than he was here. 100% more safe than in London. Another 21-year-old man called Yusuf told his mentor, Jamal Hassan, he moved to Nairobi because he was seeing people get stabbed in London, quote, every other day. Islington Mayor Rakia Ismail, a Somali immigrant, says that around 40% of Somali families are sending their children back home. Even though Somalia is listed as the 13th most dangerous country in the world and has big problems with violent crime and terrorism, apparently, though, for many, it's not nearly as terrifying as London. Figures show there are two killings every day on the streets of Britain, the highest level in a decade. And while it's true that most of the stabbings, most of the knife attacks are gang on gang, it's not uncommon for ordinary members of the public to get caught up in this, to get caught up in confrontations between drug dealers, for example, and get knifed or beaten to death. It happens on a routine basis. Figures show 3/4 of knife crime offenders are from minority ethnic groups. 53% of victims are from a black or ethnic minority background. As I mentioned before the break, amazing that Warsaw, Poland, and Budapest, Hungary don't seem to be suffering the same epidemic. Interesting that, isn't it? Meanwhile, this article went up on Summit News just about an hour ago, and it concerns Desmond is Amazing. I know you really want to see more information about Desmond Amazing. Desmond is Amazing, the 12-year-old drag queen kid, don't you? You've been eagerly anticipating that. Well, now, Desmond is Amazing appears in front of a painting with Rohypnol written on it. He's appeared in front of a poster with the word Rohypnol written on it. This is a video that was posted to Twitter in which Desmond, who again is 12 years old, appears alongside Michael Alig, the 53-year-old former club promoter who served 17 years in prison for manslaughter for killing his drug dealer and then chopping up his dead body. That's the kind of person you really want your child to be hanging around with, isn't it? Alec's website features numerous other paintings, including one of a glowing demon baby, that's how he describes it, several that feature pills or packets of Rohypnol, and another entitled, and I can't even say that on the radio, you'll have to read it in the article. Earlier this year, we highlighted how a convicted child porn peddler wrote an article in which he described Desmond is Amazing as, quote, hot. And that was posted on, I believe it was Tumblr, or a similar website, was not removed. Literally, it was convicted child porn peddler calling a child hot. As we reported back in June, and you've probably seen the video, reacting to concerns over Desmond's performance at a gay nightclub in New York where attendees threw money at the child, his mother defended the decision, telling an Australian TV show, I don't understand what the controversy is. It's not controversial at all, is it, to have a 12-year-old dressed in drag dancing around at a gay nightclub and having money thrown at him? That's not controversial. Desmond was previously involved in Drag Queen Storytime, in which drag queens visit schools and libraries across America to read to children, which, again, is completely normal. He also appeared on camera with a drag queen and mimicked snorting ketamine, the horse tranquilizer that has become popular as a psychedelic drug. He literally went like that on camera to simulate taking ketamine while sat in front of a middle-aged drag queen. Again, completely normal. One of the participants at Drag Queen Storytime in Houston was 32-year-old Albert Garza, who later turned out to be a registered sex offender who was convicted of assaulting an 8-year-old boy in 2008. And now Desmond is Amazing is palling around with 53-year-old men who killed their drug dealer and chopped up his dead body in front of a painting with the word Rohypnol written on the front of it, which again is completely normal. Don't go away. Summit.news. We'll be back.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spent a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalists this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. Don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Summit.News with Paul Joseph Watson.
How you like me now? How you like me now?
We're back, and we're going to shift to talking about our Lord and Savior Greta Thunberg, because there's a new article up on Summit.News called Swedish School Kids Tasked with Defending Greta from Critics as Eco-Activist Becomes Part of Religious Curriculum. Yes, she's part of the religious course being introduced in schools across Sweden, where kids are being taught, as part of the course about, quote, religious knowledge, they're being tasked with mocking her opponents. News outlet Sam Schnillnight, butchering that pronunciation, reported that the 16-year-old climate activist is now included in the school curriculum and is being portrayed in an overtly sympathetic light. Well, of course she is.
because that's how you kind of have to do it, or you'll get banned on YouTube, with the course describing her as a quote, alarm clock that, quote, allows us to discuss, talk, and reflect on what is happening to our world. According to one student, Greta is practically painted as a saint. And again, students are tasked with making memes about Greta that mock her opponents and disprove criticism that has been leveled at her. For example, criticism like, why are you hanging out with Arnold Schwarzenegger if you care about climate change when he literally has a garage full of muscle cars and tanks? Why are you hanging out with Leonardo DiCaprio, a guy who lectures everyone else about their lifestyle but literally goes on holidays on 40-foot yachts owned by oil billionaire sheikhs from the Middle East? The guy who literally goes on private jet trips to collect environmental awards. That kind of criticism. In one task, the students are asked to find a picture to illustrate the sentence, one simply doesn't mess with Greta. A nod to an outdated Boromir meme from Lord of the Rings. According to education publisher Liber, including Greta in lessons is, quote, important to constantly offer materials and teaching materials that reflect the contemporary. So it's not enough that Greta is basically immune from criticism because she's a child and presumably will forever be a child no matter how old she is. They're putting up murals of her in San Francisco like a cult leader. It's not enough to just shield her from criticism. Now the kids literally have to take re-education courses to learn how to make propaganda in her favor. Of course, churches in Sweden, as we previously reported, are now literally ringing bells in her honor, while last year the Church of Sweden proclaimed Greta to be, quote, Jesus' successor. But it's not a religion at all, seriously. Last month, another mural of Thunberg was defaced in Edmonton, Alberta, with a vandal telling Greta to stop lecturing him on how to live his life. And in this article, you can watch the video about Greta, which was banned by YouTube because she's now immune from criticism. It's embedded from BitChute. Meanwhile, Breitbart reports alarmists propose rebranding climate change for greater shock value, because it's not enough, apparently, to say that the Earth is literally going to end in 12 years. We need more alarmism. Climate change alarmists are pushing for a change in vocabulary. Control vocabulary, control reality, to scare people into taking global warming more seriously, starting with terms like global meltdown and climate collapse. Which goes to the point that nobody is taking it seriously because they recognize that it's hysterical, alarmist BS. But virtually every poll that you look at shows it's at the bottom of the list when it comes to people's concerns about their lives. Writing for AdAge this week, Aaron Hall argues that in order to get people to take action against climate change, rebranding is crucial, since people have gotten too used to the idea that climate is changing and need to be shocked into the notion that the world as we know it is ending. Just as we saw back in the 1960s with Paul Ehrlich's population bomb, which was the foundation for much of this alarmism in the first place, where he literally said that millions and millions of people would starve to death because of climate change, of course, never happened, just like any of these alarmist predictions and proclamations never happen. But they think as long as they pronounce them vehemently enough, with enough panic in their voices and enough condemnation of anyone who doesn't go along with it, then it's finally going to get through to people. Good luck with that. Sticking in Sweden, Stockholm, 51% of women feel unsafe going out at night. That's according to the county's administrative board, a new citizen survey. More than half of women feel insecure in the evenings, while the overall figure who feel unsafe rose from 33% to 44%. Since 2011, the proportion of citizens who feel unsafe in their own residential area during the daytime almost doubled from 11% to 20%. Now, what possibly could have changed between 2011 and 2019 in Sweden? Gee, I wonder. The growing insecurity in Stockholm is also underscored by the fact that more and more county residents are refraining from activities due to concern about being exposed to crime, such as walking, cinema, or visiting acquaintances, the report stated. And as we previously covered, Sweden continues to experience huge problems with violent crime, shootings, explosions, and grenade attacks. The Prime Minister came out recently and said that it was nothing to do with migrants. Swedes don't tend to believe that, given a recent opinion poll which found that the anti-mass migration Sweden Democrats are now the most popular party in Sweden, with the Sweden Democrats getting 24% of the vote if an election was held today, beating the ruling Social Democrats. The former CEO of trucking company Scania came out back in October and warned that Sweden is heading towards civil war due to uncontrolled mass immigration. He'll probably be brought up on hate crimes charges. He said, "We've taken in far too many people from outside, and we have those who came from the Middle East and Africa live in a society that we left almost 100 years ago. Meanwhile, I found this interesting, came out a couple of days ago. More Swedes than ever are on antidepressant drugs, with a million of them taking SSRIs. That's one-tenth of the population, double the amount who took antidepressants in the early 2000s. So people in Sweden feel unsafe and unhappy. That progressive utopia doesn't seem to be very effective, does it? I wonder why." Meanwhile, RT reports almost 50% of Sweden's homeless population is foreign-born. I think it's time to do another video on Sweden. There's so much information about how great this progressive utopia really is. A damning new report suggests Sweden's integration policies are failing migrants, who now account for almost 50% of the country's rising homeless population. And, of course, that is at great cost to the economy. We were sold this idea by Merkel and others that it was not only necessary, but absolutely imperative to bring in huge numbers of migrants to fund social liabilities, to become manual labor. Of course, I think the stat that I saw last time I checked was about 63% of welfare payments in Sweden went to migrants. So that's not really being borne out, is it? Meanwhile, Alex covered this during the show, so I'll just go over it briefly. But, of course, Angela Merkel came out and said freedom of speech must be curtailed to keep society free. Orwell rolls in his grave. Of course, as I made the point, Merkel herself, given that Germans are being arrested for hate speech for raising issues, shall we say, with events such as the mass molestation of women in Cologne, Germany on New Year's Eve 2015, they're being interrogated as potential hate criminals. But we have to remember that Angela Merkel herself, back in 2010, said that, quote, multiculturalism has failed. She then proceeded to import over a million migrants to make Germany more multicultural. And in fact, there's a video at the bottom of this article, which is banned in Germany, even though Germany has a constitution which literally says words to the effect of there should be no censorship whatsoever, in which a member of parliament from the Green Party gets up in front of parliament in Germany and says that Germans in major cities will be a minority in their own cities within 20 years, and that's a good thing. Now, to me, celebrating the demographic decline of any particular race is bigoted, hateful, and racist, and maybe the member of the Green Party who said that should be subjected to these new hate speech laws that apparently Angela Merkel is very keen to see passed. We'll be back. Breaking news at summit.news and infowars.com. Don't go away.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
Go back to the final segment. Before I get back into some more news, I want to direct you to the great Black Friday specials. Massive discounts at InfoWarsStore.com. Of course, Christmas is coming up around the corner. You're mainly going to buy people tap that they don't want. They're going to throw it away or re-gift it. Why not buy products that people are actually going to get some usage out of? With our 50% off and free shipping special, triple Patriot points, it's the Black Friday special at InfoWarsStore.com, where you can get the ultimate krill oil at 50% off. That is a brand new special back in stock. You can get the combination pack of DNA Force and Brain Force Plus, also at 50% off. Alexa Pure Breezy Air Purifier, also available for a massive discount for now under $200 at InfoWarsStore.com. That would make a great Christmas gift. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, also available at 50% off, as well as a ton of other products. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste. Everyone uses toothpaste. Why not get it from us and support this network? available for $14.95, along with a ton of other great products, including the latest merch. Christmas lights are a lot like Epstein. They don't hang themselves. And the Roger Stone Did Nothing Wrong t-shirt, again, available at InfoWarsStore.com. In getting the products, you support the continued expansion of this network as we battle against the globalists. Black Friday sales are here at InfoWarsStore.com. Please go there today. Well, we've had a large dose of cultural enrichment, it appears, today in Europe, because now reports are emerging that the Gare du Nord train station in Paris, France, has been evacuated due to a suspected explosive device. That just came out in the last few minutes. Meanwhile, three injured in stabbing attack on shopping street in The Hague, that's in the Netherlands. RT reports police are still on the lookout for the attacker who struck at the heart of the city's shopping district during the Black Friday rush. The suspect is described as a lightly coloured man between 45 and 50 years old, dressed in a grey tracksuit. In the Netherlands, lightly coloured usually refers to a person of North African or Middle Eastern descent. That sounds pretty racist to me. Of course, in Germany, they describe them as southern-looking. So it remains to be seen what comes out of that and what the motive is. Switching now back to America, we had this article up on summit.news a couple of days ago. American life expectancy dropping dramatically thanks to white working class male suicides, the one demographic that they refuse to talk about. In fact, according to Lisa Britton, who tweeted about this, when this study, these new numbers came out about male suicides in America, CNN's coverage of the entire story omitted the crucial point that the numbers were being driven by male suicides. They deliberately sought to withhold the key crucial aspect of the story, which is that after increasing for decades, American life expectancy is now facing an alarming decline thanks mainly to suicides of white working age men. This was published in the journal JAMA, JAMA, which found that life expectancy in America increased from 1959 to 2014, but that the number plateaued in 2011 and then began decreasing in 2014. According to Live Science, the study found that the decline is mostly among working-age Americans or those aged 25 to 64. In this group, the risk of dying from drug abuse, suicide, hypertension, and more than 30 other causes is increasing. And again, that's the suicide driven by the depression, driven by the opioid use. The decline in life expectancy for working-age males has not been recorded in other developed countries and is a distinctly American phenomenon. That's according to study co-author Stephen Wolfe, Virginia Commonwealth University School of Medicine. Again, they're not talking about the main demographic that the depression epidemic, the opioid epidemic, the suicide epidemic is impacting, and it's mainly white, working-class, middle-aged Americans. I did an entire video about this, which is in this article called The Truth About Suicide, which really needs to get out there. Somebody else tweeted about this. They said CNN just did a piece on the declining life expectancy rate in the US and failed to mention it's the men's rate that is declining. Women have maintained a steady rate, although there's been an uptick in the women's overdose rate. So again, they're not identifying the main demographic that this is impacting, while the culture takes a giant dump all over white people at the same time, blames them for every historical and contemporary social ill, delegitimizing their trauma under the rubric of white privilege. And then when you look at the women, not looking too great for them either. Binge drinking doubles amongst American women without children. Binge drinking amongst American women without children has doubled in just over a decade, proving that the satirical wine ant meme is actually true. Now, the wine ant meme, for those of you who don't know, is basically a takeoff of the Wojak meme, but it's a drunk ant. And it's accompanied by a tweet, which really underscores how a lot of millennials have been sold this idea that having no kids, no family leads to happiness and freedom, tends to lead in the opposite direction. This tweet says, quote, and bearing in mind it got 213,000 likes on Twitter, says, ladies, imagine this. It's 15 years from now and you have no kids. You're the cool wine aunt that occasionally comes back to the country for a brief visit before leaving for another long exotic vacation. You have no commitments and a suspicious amount of money. Yeah. That's what they bought into, the social engineering propaganda that not having children provides them with freedom and happiness, when in reality only makes them miserable and lonely. And as I point out in this article, when those women who don't have any kids and think they're happy and have lives full of freedom reach their later years when they start to get ill and need hospital treatment, there will be absolutely nobody to take care of them, and many of them will likely die alone, having lived a joyless, barren life of meaningless hedonism. So happy. You've seen the propaganda. You've seen the billboards encouraging white people to sterilize themselves. You've seen the Newsweek front pages, the Time magazine front pages, conning women into believing this lifelong barrenless existence is going to provide them with endless freedom. It doesn't. It does the opposite, provides them with endless depression and loneliness. Meanwhile, and I did an entire article on this subject, basically the video, which is going to come out on Sunday, there's an entire process going on right now in Western culture, which is the infantilization of culture. And it gets to the question of why comic book superhero movies are so popular, despite the fact that they're blatantly aimed at children. Why is this parade of comic book superhero movies still resonating amongst millennials in their 30s and 40s? Well, I get into the reasons for that in that video, but here's an article that ties in. It's out of Sputnik. Binge porn kills orgasm in sex with real-life partner, new study finds. Now, we already know that habitual porn watching literally shrinks people's brains. Well, now in a report published in The Conversation, a researcher at Canada's University Laval, Rachel Ann Barr, warns that people who regularly watch adult movies often fall victim to brain damage. And once again, what does the culture, what does the media support? Rampant hedonism, degeneracy, and pornography, even though it's literally giving young people brain damage. More specifically, to a region of it known as the prefrontal cortex, which is not formed until adulthood and is responsible for willpower, morality, and impulse. And in fact, I did a video about this a few weeks ago called No Nut November, the Coomer meme, which gets into some of the extremely damaging effects of excessive porn watching. And this study ties into it because after years of study, Barr has come to conclude that pornography could cause consumers to struggle with their impulses and emotions, possibly leading to compulsive behavior with adults degrading into a childish state. So this is one of the examples where they're literally putting out pornography, making people addicted to it, making it acceptable in the culture to be addicted to it, and again, for this to be one of the great freedoms that we're supposed to embrace, even though it's literally degrading, damaging people's brains, turning them into coomers, and degrading them into a childish state. She said, it's somewhat paradoxical that adult entertainment may revert our brain wiring to a more juvenile state. She said, the much greater irony is that while porn promises to satisfy and provide sexual gratification, it delivers the opposite. Which, of course, is now why we see problems, even with young people in their early 20s, problems with erectile dysfunction, because it creates pathways in your brain where you can only get aroused by extreme, in many cases, pornography, and you can no longer get aroused by normal sexual activity with real humans. That's what they're doing to us. That's going to wrap it up. Coming up, Warren with Owen Troyer, breaking news at summit.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.